You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish explores how faithfulness is not something we produce on our own, but something the Holy Spirit cultivates within us as we walk closely with Christ. Our key verses for today are Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another day of Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we focused on the faithfulness of God, the foundation that we stand on when everything else feels shaky. His faithfulness is perfect, unchanging, and unearned. Today, we are shifting gears to look at how faithfulness becomes part of our lives. Not something that we just admire in God, but something that we desire to cultivate in us through the works of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 gives us a powerful list of what a Spirit-led life looks like. We have been over most of these so far, and they are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These aren't qualities that we can just manufacture by trying harder or making New Year's resolutions. They are the natural result of abiding in Christ and letting His Spirit transform our hearts. When Paul says faithfulness is a fruit of the Spirit, he's telling us something profound. Real faithfulness isn't about gritting your teeth and forcing yourself to be loyal or trustworthy. It's about being connected to the life-giving vine, Jesus Christ, and letting His nature flow through you. John chapter 15, verse 5 reminds us, "I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Apart from Him, we can try to be faithful for a while, but it'll eventually become exhausting. We'll make promises that we can't keep. We'll commit to things and abandon them when they get too hard. We'll say we're going to be loyal, but the moment it costs us something, we'll pull back. That's the reality of the flesh. But when we walk by the Spirit, something different happens. Faithfulness begins to grow, not because we're forcing it, but because He is forming it within us. Faithfulness as a fruit of the Spirit means becoming something others can count on. It means being dependable, not only when it's easy, but especially when it's hard. It means sticking by what you said that you would do, standing firm when everyone else walks away, and showing up when you don't feel like it. And it's not just about being faithful to people. It's about being faithful to God. Faithful in prayer. Faithful in worship. Faithful in serving. Faithful in trusting Him, even when the answers haven't come yet. Think about Daniel in the Old Testament. He was faithful to God in prayer, even when the law said that it would cost him his life. 3 times a day, he opened his windows and prayed towards Jerusalem, even knowing that it could land him in the lion's den. His faithfulness wasn't driven by public opinion. It was driven by relationship. It was the overflow of a heart anchored in God. Or think about the apostles after Jesus' resurrection. They faced persecution, beatings, imprisonment, and even death. But they stayed faithful. But why? Because the Spirit inside of them was stronger than the fear around them. One of the greatest dangers in our culture today is that faithfulness has been replaced by convenience. Commitments are broken easily. Loyalty is rare. People walk away from marriages, friendships, ministries, and even their faith when it no longer feels good. But God's word calls us to a different standard. Not the way the world works, but the way of the Spirit. Faithfulness means staying when it's easier to leave. It means trusting when it's easier to doubt. It means serving when you don't feel appreciated. And it means believing when you haven't even seen the breakthrough yet. And it's not about perfection. It's about perseverance. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6 says that many a person proclaims his own loyalty. But who can find a trustworthy person? In other words, lots of people will say that they are faithful, but true faithfulness shows itself over time, through trials, in the little things and in the big things. So how do we actually grow in faithfulness? First, we have to stay connected to the source. So the more time that you spend with Jesus, the more faithful you will become. You start to think like him, love like him, endure like him. You start to care about what he cares about. The second thing is, we have to be faithful in the small things. Luke chapter 16, verse 10 says, "The one who is faithful in a very little thing is also faithful in much." Don't despise the small opportunities that God gives you. Show up when no one's looking. Do the right thing, even when no one applauds you. Honor your word, even when it feels inconvenient. The third thing is, we have to ask the Holy Spirit daily to produce this fruit in us. Pray prayers like, "Holy Spirit, help me to be faithful today. Help me to keep my commitments. Help me to reflect your steadfast love to the people around me." Faithfulness does not grow overnight. It grows through daily choices. Small moments where we choose to trust, to obey, and endure even when it's hard. It grows through seasons of waiting, seasons of testing, and seasons of unseen obedience. And remember, you're not doing it alone. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, "For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work among you will complete it by the day of Christ Jesus." God started to work faithfulness in you, and he will be faithful to complete it. Today, maybe you're feeling discouraged. Maybe you're thinking, "I have been very faithful." Maybe you've started things and then quit halfway. Maybe you've made promises to God that you didn't keep. Maybe you've walked away from things that you knew he called you to do. If that's you, hear this. There's grace for you today. God's faithfulness towards you has not changed. He's not looking for perfect performances. He's looking for surrendered hearts. Hearts that say, "Lord, grow faithfulness in me. Teach me to be steadfast like you." The same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. That means that the same faithfulness that carried Jesus through Gethsemane and onto Calvary is available to you. You are not powerless. You are not stuck. You are not too far gone. The Holy Spirit is able to cultivate in you a faithfulness that stands the test of time. So today, let's press into him. Let's abide in the vine. Let's make it our prayer not just to admire faithfulness from afar, but to live it out daily by the power of the Spirit. Now, here is your challenge for today. I want you to ask Holy Spirit to show you one area where he wants you to grow faithfulness in your daily life. Maybe it's a relationship, a commitment, a ministry, or even a secret place with Him. Whatever it is, take one step of obedience today, one step of consistency, and one step closer to His heart. Tomorrow, we will dig deeper into what it means to be faithful in trials and how God uses hardships to strengthen our faithfulness. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awakened Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.